I went to meet Pa. He didn't seem very happy with the way I was dressed.
You might have combed your hair.
I'm wearing a toga, aren't I?
With an indigo tunic under it?
I don't see the need to ingratiate myself with the thugs who gave my elderly father a good kicking.
We're not going to get anywhere with that attitude.
Don't worry, I'll be good. We were waiting for Carus and Servia in their art gallery, so we could have a nice, pleasant chat about the 500,000 sesterces they thought we owed them. I was trying to take my mind off this by looking at their art collection. I particularly liked the giant dying Gaul. You need a stepladder to dust that.
Try to show a bit more refinement. This is one of the best collections in Rome.
I don't see a Poseidon in it, though.
Look, oh, look here.
Ah, Geminus, prompt as ever. You know my wife?
Lady, this is my son.
But I thought your son...
My other son, Marcus Stidius Falco.
I've been admiring your collection.
You like it?
I've never seen better quality.
You can thank your father for much of it.
I've always tried to get you the best.
Let's get down to business, shall we? What do you know about marbles, young man?
I know the biggest market is in copies. We can't shift the originals these days, even if we bundle them in fives and throw in a set of fish knives.
My son is the joker of the family.
Sign of modern life. Only fakes count. My father told me you're in the market for a Phidias. A Poseidon?
I'm afraid your father got that slightly wrong.
We're not in the market for it. We own it already.
My son knows the facts of the case.
Your interpretation of them.
Well, since there's some dispute.
There is indeed.
My brother Festus is said to have acquired from Greece a statue alleged to be a Poseidon and thought to be by Phidias.
And definitely bought by us.
Do you have a receipt?
Naturally.
I've seen it, Marcus.
Made out to you by Festus?
Of course.
Festus is dead. What does this have to do with us?
We don't know what it's got to do with you.
But it is certainly your father's responsibility. We want our money back. We paid for this statue.
And never received it.
Be reasonable. We're a poor family. Where do you expect us to find so much cash?
Start looking.
That's not our problem.
It's not ours either. You paid Festus for the statue. He tried to get it to you. The ship sank. Bad luck. But your loss.
We didn't know the statue was still in Greece.
Surely even Festus wouldn't have sold them the statue after he knew it was lost. The receipt must have been dated. But I couldn't take the risk of asking for it now. You bought it sight unseen.
We had a description.
A Phidias Poseidon. Heroic proportions.
Wearing Greek dress, heavily coiffed and bearded.
Height 2 yards, 4 inches, one arm raised.
To hurl a trident.
You'd know it if you saw it then.
We never did. If we'd known it was still in Greece...
We have our own shippers. People we trust.
We'd have made our own arrangements.
So why didn't Festus let them? Because he had some other trick up his sleeve.
Then it would have been our loss.
Instead, it was your brother's.
And yours.
Are you taking us to court?
We prefer not to get involved in litigation.
Why bother when violence and intimidation worked so much better?
I cannot replace the Phidias. No similar piece exists. And as for raising 500,000...
You're a very successful auctioneer. Realize your assets. You have a warehouse full of art and a house full of good pieces.
You'd have him empty them. Ruin his business, leave him destitute. Bankrupt our family. Carus just shrugged. They didn't care, as long as they got their money.
I'm afraid selling everything I own will take time.
We appreciate that.
You won't find us unreasonable.
We won't find you what? Wait.
Come along, Marcus. Let's go home. We've got a lot of work to do.
We had. I couldn't leave my father to shoulder the whole burden of my feckless brother's debt, whatever it cost me. We had retired to a bar to drown our sorrows, while we could still afford the price of a jug of wine.
Oh, I needed that.
Well, Pa was drowning his. I still wasn't feeling very well.
Sure you won't have one?
No, thanks. I spent most of the night getting drunk with a wall painter.
Oh, yes, which one?
Varga. Festus knew him.
I know him. What did you want with him?
Festus was looking for a sculptor that last night in Rome.
A sculptor? Anyone in particular?
Orontes. And he lodged with Varga, only he disappeared. Hasn't been seen since.
I've seen him. I use the idle bastard for copies and repairs.
What?
Orontes was still lodging with Varga last summer. I had to go round there to get him out of bed.
Varga lied to me?
Yes. Now, why would he do that?
We decided to ask him. We found the house he was working on.
Isn't that a wonderful sight? What workmanship!
The plasterer had left him a new section of wall. With a fresco, you need to work very fast. Varga was facing a new stretch of smooth, white plaster.
Drop the brush, Varga. It's litigious boys.
My father grabbed his arm.
What are you doing? Let me go.
He picked him up.
I don't think so.
He started using him as a human paintbrush, scraping a bright pink streak over 3 yards of smooth, glistening plaster.
I think it's rather artistic. We've got some questions for you, and we'd like some answers.
This was a side of my father I'd never seen before.
I can't tell you anything.
We'll see about that. Don't just stand there, Marcus. Get that door off its hinges.
What?
Get that door off its hinges.
So I did.
And see if you can find a bit of rope.
I don't usually follow orders so meekly, but this was my first time as one of the Didius boys. Clearly, they were hard men.
This do.
Perfect.
My father tied him to the door. We propped it up against the wall opposite the one that had just been plastered. We turned the door so Varga was upside down. But he could still see his wall.
Good plaster work is very expensive.
It has to be painted while it's wet, doesn't it?
Let me down.
Oh, yes. And if a painter misses his moment for any reason, he has to pay for it all to be done again.
Well, what do you want? Why are you doing this to me?
Because I hear you've been telling my son lies. I don't like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Suit yourself. Shall we sit down, Marcus?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
We sat opposite Varga. He didn't seem very happy.
Please, let me down.
I think one of the saddest sights in the world is a fresco painter watching his plaster dry.
When he can't do anything about it.
He could. He could tell us about Orontes.
I don't know anything about Orontes.
Yes, you do.
He just disappeared. I told you.
No, he didn't. He was living at your dump until quite recently. Did a repair job for me last April.
Good work.
No, he botched it. I still paid him.
I don't know where he is.
You're really starting to irritate me.
My father pulled out a knife. I don't know who was more surprised, me or Varga.
What are you going to do with that?
Now, Pa, no need to get nasty.
I'm not going to hurt him. Well, not much, just have a bit of fun.
What are you doing?
My father threw the knife at the door. It hit the wood between the painter's legs, which we had tied apart.
What have you done?
But not that far apart.
Oh, damn, missed.
Never mind, Pa, my turn now.
So I got out my knife.
No!
Let's take it in turns. There's not going to be much fun if he keeps on squealing like this.
We can gag him.
No, please!
Yeah, this rag will do.
Oh, it's covered in paint. Might poison him.
So what? Now open your mouth, Varga.
All right, I'll tell you. Let me down.
You tell us first. Where's Orontes?
He's not in Rome.
He was. Where's that rag, Marcus?
He thought it was safe to come back, but he's gone again.
Why?
Too many people asking questions.
Who? Censorinus? Laurentius? Us?
All of you.
Why is he so frightened? What's he done?
I don't know.
The rag, Marcus.
I don't. He wouldn't tell me. Something pretty big.
That he did for Festus?
Yes.
And Festus got angry with him about it?
I think so.
Something to do with a lost statue?
Or a statue that was never lost, on a ship that didn't sink.
He did. Orontes had to get out of Rome to avoid Festus because the ship with the statue sank.
What else did he tell you?
Nothing. Cut me down, please.
I don't believe you. He's your mate, isn't he?
He couldn't tell me. He's been paid a lot of money to keep quiet.
Who paid him?
I don't know.
Let's get this straight. Festus came to Rome looking for Orontes. Orontes skipped. Then after Festus died, he thought it was safe to come back.
He needed the work.
But any time anyone starts asking questions, he bolts again.
That's right.
Where to? Where does he go when he's not in Rome?
Capua. He stays in Capua. And that's all I know. So cut me down.
I think we might leave him there just a little longer. That'll teach him to annoy the Didius boys.
Now I had a dilemma. Pa had said he was going home, and I had never yet set foot in his house. But I couldn't abandon him now. I just had to hope Ma never found out.
Come in. Make yourself at home.
I'm not sure I'll be stopping.
Relax. She's out.
Oh, I see.
He might have told me the fancy woman he left Ma for was not in residence.
I set her up in her own business.
How liberal-minded of you.
Stopped her poking her nose into mine. On Tuesdays, she goes there to pay the wages.
But it isn't Tuesday.
They had some trouble. She's got the decorators in. She won't be back any time soon. Do you think Orontes is in Capua?
Yes. Varga mentioned he'd been there recently. Probably went to see him.
Then we'd better do the same.
I'll go.
I'll come with you.
There's no need. I can rough up a sculptor.
You'll have to find him first. There are a lot of sculptors in Capua.
I can find my way round some one-mule village.
I'm coming. I know what Orontes looks like, and I know Capua too.
Of course he did. It was where he'd fled with his floozy. They'd stayed there until it was safe for them to come back to Rome too.
What about leaving the business?
It won't collapse because I'm not here for a few days. Madam can take the decisions if any problems arise.
You have changed.
Something you don't want to give me credit for.
Talking of credit, I'll come in with you on the debt.
There's no need.
There is. Not that I can offer you much. I've been trying to raise 400,000 myself.
So you could marry the lovely Helena? How much have you got?
About 4,000.
As much as that?
Not really. But I wasn't going to tell him.
Mind you, given the rates you charge...
I don't know how you can be so cheerful. You'll have to sell all these lovely things.
Selling things is what I do.
How about the house itself?
It's freehold, that costs me. I'm not intending to remortgage.
You must have a lot of cash at your banker's.
Not as much as you'd think. I'll have to strip this house to settle with Carus. But I started from nothing, I can do it again.
You're too old to start again.
Oh, thanks.
You shouldn't have to. Why are you doing this? To save Festus's reputation?
To save my own. I'm not having Carus beat me. Why are you?
It's my responsibility. I was the hero's executor.
I was his partner.
Not in this venture.
That's academic. If he'd offered me the Phidias, I'd have jumped at it. Leave this to me.
No.
I've had my life. You don't need to ruin your chance of making things legal with your senator's daughter.
If I ever had a chance.
Do you think she'll leave you?
She ought to.
I didn't ask what she ought to do.
She never does either. Oh, damn Festus. What in Hades did he do with the money anyway?
A 500,000, Olympus knows.
He didn't say anything about it when he was telling you about the Phidias?
No. I didn't know Carus and Servio had already paid him. I found that out the hard way.
You're sure they did? There's no chance their receipt is forged.
I wish I thought it was. Check for yourself.
I'll take your word for it.
So, looks like the Didius boys are off to Capua.
And we had to hope the elusive Orontes might shed some light on what had happened to the statue and the money. Otherwise, Pa was facing bankruptcy, and I was facing execution.